as I get closer to where he went off the road, I see a big black shape in the middle of the road walking. So I have to slam on my brakes and try to swerve myself because this thing is walking in the center of the road. Because I don't see a head and I don't see arms. I just see a really big, tall person, like big, thick legs and a big, thick torso. And they're moving very funny.
But to be honest, I wish I had have seen some of her vulnerability. I wish I'd have seen her in that space so that I would have language.
And he says, no. That's not why you're angry. That's why you're mad. Mad is on the surface. Mad is a surface emotion. You're angry. And anger is deep. That cuts to your soul. You are an angry young man. And I couldn't answer. I then had come to realize over the next course of a few hours, I'm musing to myself, and I realize I've been a victim my whole life. That's why I'm so angry. And over the course of the next 19 months, this man changed my life. He helped me to realize about processing emotion and how to forgive myself and forgive others. And that's where the metamorphosis really began for me. And I learned how to, I'm a survivor, right? I know how to survive.
I was understood for the first time in my entire life. And when I read those things and I learned, quote unquote, those things about myself that I had known forever, but never really had the semantics for, I couldn't unlearn them. Like I heard this quote years ago and it resonated with me so much. And it's like, you can choose to look the other way, but you can never again say you didn't know.
Today I have Kenyon Strother. I'm going to let him introduce himself. Kenyon is an author of young adult fantasy and mythology fiction. And he has a new book out in a trilogy called Threads of Power. So welcome, Kenyon.
Hi, thanks a lot. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting conversation. I'm not sure how I found you. sometimes I find my guests in my own quest for just digging into obscure things. I can't remember. I can't even remember.
I think what happened was I joined a Facebook group, like a podcast collaborative group, and I think I found you in there. And you were one of the first couple people I connected with.
That's what it was. Okay. Now we have the source. All right. So
yeah, there we go.
Tell us about this new book that you have out, and it's a trilogy.
It is. So the trilogy is called Threads of Power. The first book is called The Awakening. It is about a teenager, 17-year-old named Kenyon, who discovers through some genealogy research that he's a descendant of a Roman god and a Nigerian kind of god king. Finds an artifact in his attic, gets some powers. He and his friends discover that there's this big bad that's happening. Growing in power, the sorceress, and she's trying to kind of separate mythology from history, kind of like the things that we've kind of built our civilizations on, you know, these stories that have been passed down through time, and she's kind of trying to sever that tie. So the story is all about them growing into their own, there's four protagonists in the story, and learning about themselves, creating a team, and trying to get a job done. And then that kind of segues into the second.
So you have three books planned, right?
Yeah. So the first book, Threads of Power, The Awakening, is out. The second book, Loom of Fates, is out August 23rd, my birthday. And then the third book is written. I just did my first draft last week. And I'm trying to get that one done by February of next year.
Wow.
With editing and everything. I've already got the cover art designed. I do all my own character art and cover art, and I've already got that done, first draft, and now I'm just kind of breathing, and then I'm going to get it to an editor. So,
So you kind of already know the story.
I do. So,
it's awesome.
So it was accidental. When I started writing it, it was one big book. I outlined it. It was huge. I broke it up into three smaller books, three novellas. And then that's where I kind of went from there. So.
Wow. So tell us about the main character. How did you create your main character, your hero?
So I have been doing my own research into my genealogy since 2008. I've done about three DNA tests. I've been working really hard, paying for documents and all that kind of stuff. Traced it all the way back to BC. My furthest confirmed ancestor is this guy named Brutus the Dardarian. He was the first king of Britain. He's a descendant of Troy. And then from there, if you go to like mythological documents that they have, these little journals that they found, he traces back to a descendant of Venus and Uranus. So that's where I got the idea for the powers for that side for Kenyon. The other side is my DNA is also linked to Nigeria, which has Yoruba and Kosian roots. And Oduduwa was a founder of the Yoruba tribe and religion in Nigeria. So that's where those ideas came from. It's just through this research, I found so many neat things. I found out I was a cousin of Queen Elizabeth II, and it's just been a fun ride. It's ever changing. So
that's fascinating. So what services did you use for research? For DNA research?
I primarily use Ancestry.com, and I also use MyHeritage DNA. I have trees kind of everywhere. I'm on the World Tree with the Mormon Church, and I kind of pull documents from everywhere. But Ancestry is my main one where I map everything out. I use that to talk to all of my new relatives and new DNA matches I find all around the world all the time. And it's kind of funny. People have found out how far I've gone back, and I have people reaching out to me through Ancestry asking for help. And it's been fun to kind of help others on their journey as well. My fiance, I've gotten back to the 1400s on her side. So,
wow. So I have to ask, what test kit did you use to go? I mean, can you just use any of the test kits and then go back from there? Or do you have to have special DNA tests for some of this stuff?
So I think, and this is a good question. I think a misconception is when you get the DNA test, like it kind of reveals all the stuff. I had my family tree built really expansively before I took the Ancestry DNA. Like I said, I started in 2008 with Ancestry. I think that's when my account says it was open. I just took my Ancestry test this past Christmas. But I had two other DNA tests before that. I had one with MyHeritage DNA and, there's another company I can't think of right now. Oh, 23andMe. But Ancestry, I knew, had the biggest database because it has the most members. So that one allowed me to go a little further back. And they have this feature called Through Lines where you can find other descendants and you can trace that way as well. So it kind of jump-started me from, I think I was back to the 1400s already on my tree, but that just pushed me all the way back. And it was just a waterfall of information and just so exciting to learn. And I'm still learning stuff. I haven't even made, I focused on one branch of the tree. I still have like 30 others I can go down.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Like, I have a MyHeritage account. And then I didn't take 23andMe. I did some other DNA test, but I didn't get very far, but I think it's a time consuming thing where you have to really dive into it and commit to finding all of your heritage. But it was really interesting.
And it's kind of like you said earlier before we started, you know, it's kind of, you have to have a passion for it. Like I work, I come home, and then I do that for like 4 hours at night, you know, just because I'm like, okay, I've got this on my brain. I've got to see how far I can go. I want to follow up on this. So it's a passion, and you know, there's no reward except for the information and knowing, you know, I can tell my children, hey, we're descended from, you know, kings and queens, and your ancestors did this or went through that. And it's just great to be able to share those stories, not only with my family, but with others.
Did you encounter any challenges when going into African history, or
So I think I was more lucky than others. I did have trouble at first. There's still one side of my mom's tree. I can only get back to like my great grandparents. I just can't get any further than that. But mostly on my dad's side, and then my other side of my great grandfather's, there was already some mixing with black and white. So it was easier to trace back for me. Everybody's experience is not that easy. And like I said, I've been working at this for a long time. So there are times when I'm just stuck for months. And I would cancel my Ancestry, you know, subscription because I'm like, you know, I'm stuck. There's nothing I can do. And then I get an idea and I go another route. And so it's fun. And then, you know, speaking with others, you know, it was weird sometimes because I have relatives that were, you know, concerned about like giving their birthdays and stuff because of, they didn't want their identity stolen or stuff like that. But I was like, you know, let me show you what I've gotten so far. And you know, and every time I get a big update, I email all my aunts and uncles and let them know. And they're amazed at the stories that you know, we're finding through this research.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Truly a passion. Yeah. And so through all of this research and this deep dive, you kind of got this idea for a story.
Yeah, I did. So initially I wanted to write like a biography type book. But I'm a big kid. I'm an 80s kid. I grew up in the 90s. So it kind of evolved into a fantasy story just because that's how my brain kind of plays things out. That's how the movie in my brain works. And then I was like, I have to get this out. I have to see what this looks like. And I just started writing it. And it was weird. Like I'm not like a writer. This is my first time like seriously sitting down and writing, but it just came out. And it was rough at first, you know, but the first drafts are like, wow, I did this but it looks so bad. But through editing and refining it and, you know, getting my family's opinion and letting others, you know, give me feedback because I am new, and it's been a great experience and I'm very satisfied with the results. It's got some great reviews on Amazon. It's doing really well. My audiobook just came out yesterday. Just got approved for the Library of Congress this morning. I just got that email this morning. So it's doing pretty well. It's a little powerful book. It's moving.
That's awesome. Yeah. I saw the Audible post last night and I put it on the Verbal Echo podcast page so that everyone can check it out.
Yeah,
so that's really, and if you already have an Audible account, it's an easy download or an easy add.
Yeah, it's free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, will it be on, because I use Libby a lot for Audible books. How do they connect those somehow once the Audible format is out?
So I think so. I think the formats that they told me they're going to put out in, they're going to put in on the Audible store, the Amazon store, and iTunes. And I think from there, if other third-party retailers have access to those, you can get it through those as well.
Okay. Yeah, because Libby, if anyone's interested, Libby is through your local library. You can access millions of books with just your library card. I have two libraries associated with my Libby account, so you can add multiple libraries. Mm-hmm. And I think... I'm not sure. There are a few libraries that you can add that where you they'll give you an e-card and you don't have to live there. And I can't remember. They're all across the United States. But it's a great resource for those who maybe can't afford an Audible account or there's just tons of books and that you can get. You can also upload them to your Kindle device or read them on your computer, you know, so there's all kinds of accessible ways to get free books for anyone who maybe can't afford, you know, like the newest device or pay for the monthly charge or whatever. But yeah, so it's a great resource to make it to make reading and listening accessible. So that's really cool. Yeah.
Support local libraries. Support local
exactly.
Libraries.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so go to your local library. It's absolutely free, and it's such a great way to grow and learn.
Librarians are awesome, awesome individuals.
Yeah, totally. So who, I think I have to ask, who was your inspiration? Like, who did you enjoy reading when you were a kid?
So my favorite fantasy series is Between A Song of Ice and Fire by George R. R. Martin. I've read that entire series, I think, four times. Also, I love Tolkien. Rick Riordan is a big one for me. I love his interpretation of just the way he takes mythology and just spins it and puts a modern twist on it. I love it. My favorite, I think, book growing up was Treasure Island, actually. And just the whimsy of the pirates and just going through and the way it was just written was just, it's always stuck with me. And that, I think that kind of played into the way I wrote this book.
You lost me at Game of Thrones. I love that. I went down a rabbit hole watching every episode. I think it was a couple of years ago, but yeah, I've read all of Tolkien, except for the Silmarillion. I have not read that either.
Yeah,
I can't. Not. I've tried like three times, and finally I said, it's not going to happen in this lifetime. It's so
expansive.
It's just so complex and hard to, I just can't. Life's too short. But Tolkien, Tolkien. And then I haven't read George R.R. Martin, but I've, you know, obviously watched the series Game of Thrones. But those are great, awesome. Great inspiration. Yeah. And so you also mentioned that you get into that anime was kind of an kind of in your youth, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it still is. I was watching anime before this. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's such a well of information for and pretty connectable to maybe young readers.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So are you self-publishing or are you working with a publisher?
No, I am self-publishing. I publish through Amazon KDP. And it's just been a great process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very simple, very streamlined. I've got my second book on there waiting to be published in August. And whenever I get finished with the drafts and edits for the third book, I'll, you know, put through that through KDP as well.
Mm-hmm. How was your experience with KDP? I've heard that it's pretty easy.
It was great. It's been great so far. The setup, they're very thorough. You get proofs, you can download them, you can share them. It makes it very easy to do art copies and all that kind of stuff and get them to people. It's a very nice stuff. And also after your book is published, to make changes and things like that, if you want to edit the manuscript, put an extra page in or things like that, it's very simple.
It kind of makes publishing accessible to a lot of new writers.
It does, absolutely. I think it's a unsung resource. And just a fun fact I had to tell like people I talk to every day. They're like, well, how did you write a book? How'd you get started? I'm like, writing is free. Like you can write the book. Like it costs you nothing to sit down, start writing. And then another great thing about KDP, there's nothing up front. There's no upfront cost. You can opt for a royalty share program if you like. And that's what I did. And it's worked out great. So.
Mm-hmm. Great. So since your trilogy is about a hero, what is your take on what makes a good hero?
I think a good hero is someone that is willing to put themselves on the line for someone else. We have everyday heroes with nurses putting themselves, taking care of patients and doctors and things like that. We have law enforcement. We have teachers. So I think, we have heroes that we see every day. And I think that's another thing about this book is that anybody can be a hero. It could be the choices you make. It could be your ancestry. It can be both. But the potential is there for anyone to be a hero.
Excellent. So what can we expect with the next? Can you give us a little sneak peek inside the first book?
So the first book, there's... we have Kenyon that goes along. He discovers an artifact in his attic. His best friend, Damien, is this brilliant teenager. He's already downstairs because that's his best friend. They go on this journey. They meet these two other teenagers. They meet Aiko, who is this just really badass warrior. And then Soren, who's this really just great geek inventor. He has all these little gadgets and trinkets and ideas that he has. And the four of them go on this journey, learning about themselves, learning about teamwork and, you know, how to work together as teenagers, as people coming into their own and coming together for a common goal and getting it done. I think it has a lot of lessons in there, but it's also, it's a short read. It's 58 pages. So I didn't try to get too deep. You know, there's another book coming after that I want people to jump into where we'll delve more into the mythology of the world. So.
Nice. So is there a little bit of you in the character?
They're all four of them are a piece of me. I it's funny because I'm a geek. I watch my anime. I like to think I fight for the people I love. You know, I like to stand up for what's right and do the right thing. It's you know, the research with finding about my ancestors and things like that, and just thinking critically like Damien does. So there's a little piece of me in all of them.
Cool. All right. So tell us where we can find the book.
The book is on Amazon. It's on my webpage. I have a page for the book. It's subscriberights.io/KenyonWrites. You can go there. You can find it on Amazon. It's available in audiobook, paperback, ebook, Goodreads. It's there. It's also, I think, in the next couple of weeks, going to be at barnesandnoble.com. So go check it out.
Nice. All right. Thank you. And you have do you have a Facebook page?
I do. I'm on Facebook. Author Kenyon Strother. I'm on Instagram, Kenyon Writes. I'm also on Threads as Kenyon Writes. So come say hi. I try to respond to everybody. I'm new at building this following. So it's fun to talk with other readers and writers and just learn so much about this great world that I'm introducing myself and others to.
Yeah, definitely. I give him a follow. He's always posting a few fun things about his books and his writing process. So definitely follow him, follow along and grab a copy of the book. And I want to say thank you for coming on and
sharing your time and
I love talking with writers. I love hearing about the writing process and you know, your inspirations and how you got started. So thanks so much for sharing that. And any advice for anyone thinking about writing a book? Do you have anything to share? Any little piece of wisdom?
I would say just do it. You know, even if you don't share it with anybody, you know, a diary is a great way to start. Mine started from doing DNA research and notes and just evolved into a trilogy. So you never know where the journey will take you. So just put that pen to paper and just start going.
Just do it. Just do it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kenyon, for sharing your experience.
Thank you, Monica, for having me. You have a great day. Thank you so much, everyone. Take care. Check out the book.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening today to another great episode. I sure enjoy hearing about these experiences, and I hope you do also. Be sure and like or follow this show by leaving a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. If you have an experience or story you'd like to share, be sure and reach out to verbalecho@gmail.com. See you in the next episode, friends. Have a great week.